On June 15th, 1996, a massive bombing in Manchester, UK injured several hundred people but didn't kill a single man or woman. We often measure terrorist attacks in terms of the number killed. The wounded matter too. Manchester, UK. Veteran US terrorism scholar Brian Jenkins, who, by the way, I'm hopeful will feature in an upcoming Intelligent Look at Terrorism podcast, stay tuned, is famous for a few sayings. One of them is, terrorism is theater. This makes sense, as terrorist actions are seeking to get across a message tied to a cause, political, religious, or ideological. This is what separates them from the garden variety criminal. Another of Mr. Jenkins' quotes, and one that applies to today's attack, is terrorists do not want a lot of people dead, they want a lot of people watching. In a sense, this is tied to the terrorism is theater notion. Personally, I think they want both to kill a lot of people and to garner a lot of attention. We focus on deaths for obvious reasons. As the old journalistic code says, if it bleeds, it leads. It is probably true, nonetheless, that there are many more wounded than there are deceased. The explanation for this is probably at least twofold. The further from the epicenter of an attack, the less lethal it becomes. And emergency response workers can save lives as well. On rare occasions, an attack is massive in scale, but somehow fails to kill anyone. This may be due to sheer luck, bad planning and execution on the part of the terrorists, or a deliberate attempt not to kill. In any event, no loss of life should be seen as a good thing. On this day in 1996, the Provisional Irish Republican Army, or PIRA, PIRA, set off a massive van bomb in downtown Manchester, and the explosion wounded 212 people, but miraculously failed to kill a single person. It was reportedly the largest single bomb to go off in the UK since the Second World War. PIRA had called the police to warn that a bomb had been placed in the city. Shortly afterwards, police began evacuating about 80,000 people from the city center while attempts were made to find the bomb. Bomb disposal officers dispatched from their base in Liverpool planned to defuse the explosive with a remote-controlled robot. However, the attempt failed, and at 11:17 British Standard Time, the 3,300-pound device exploded. Smoke mushroomed high above the city while buildings shook and glass shattered, raining debris on people outside the cordoned area. The blast caused an estimated 700 million pounds sterling. The explosion ripped the heart of the city center, but remarkably no one was killed. In fact, the blast is now credited by some as kickstarting the city's regeneration. I'm sure the bomb got someone's attention. A 3-ton bomb would do that.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.